Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I was just asked to give a couple of minutes about today, the significance of today and what today means for us as born-again Bible believers. So today, as we know, is called Anzac Day. That word Anzac comes from the words Australia and New Zealand Army Corps. And we mark this day as the day when the Anzac troops in World War I had their first major battle, the first time that the Australian Army pretty much had faced an enemy in combat on the shores of Gallipoli in Turkey in 1915. And a lot of the soldiers that fought were probably between the ages of 18 to 21. And at that time, a lot of the high schools, a lot of the headmasters would get up in front of a crowd like this, and they would encourage the young men about to finish high school to join up as a sign of camaraderie and of patriotism, and many of them joined. In fact, many of them would fake and falsify their age, some as young as 15 and 16, just so they could join their friends in the war. And today the world will mark it, and one of the things that they will talk about it is the great sacrifice that these men made. And the saying that they have about it is, lest we forget. You'll see many war memorials with the names of those that fought in your different suburbs. So Ashfield, Canterbury, Ashbury, there'll be a war memorial park. And you'll see the names and it'll say, lest we forget. A sacrifice that they chose to make, that they would lay down their life for the freedoms that we have today. And as Christians, we can be thankful for those, for all those men. Approximately 78,000 fought in that battle in Gallipoli, and approximately about 9,000 to 10,000 Australians lost their life in that. And they lost it for us.
Right.
And as the world can understand what it means to make a sacrifice, we know the one man, Christ Jesus, who made the ultimate sacrifice.
Amen, brother.
And you see, he did not get forced into making that sacrifice. He chose it out of his will. He laid down his life for us. And as we say, lest we forget that. Now, one of the things, the poem that they usually say during the Anzac Day is the Ode of Remembrance. And this is how it goes. This is one of the stanzas. They shall grow not old, as we are that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.